Hello there. It's your pal, Steve Charney. Speaking to you through the airwaves. Name of the program is called Knock on Wood, and we have Bob Newhart talking about when he tried to return a toupee. We also have, Christine Lavin. Oh, yeah, man, she's coming in. She's going to be singing a very funny song related to that, toupees, and I'm going to be singing a song about a wig, and Lovin' Spoonful is doing Bald Head Alina. Harry's going to be in to help out a bit. Why don't we start off with, let's start off with Bald Headed Lena. When we come back, maybe Christine Lavin will be here.
Bald Headed Lena, has anybody seen her? Cute as she can be. She got a cute bald head that's hard as lead, but she's all right with me. Bald Headed Lena, has anybody seen her? Cute as she can be. She can't wear no wig, cause her head's too big. Right with me. Tricky Tessie, Messy Bessie, both gals are full of stuff. Mella, Ella, crazy stuff. Both them gals are tough. They say, Daisy, she's so crazy. Double knife to bay. Silly Tilly, lying lily, take him all away. She's so dirty, skinny mini she's to lean. Tracy's face is out of place, and Joni's downright mean. Now you take Lizzie, she's so dizzy, she went and lost her mind. Ella May might save the day, but she's deaf, dumb, and blind. How bald-headed Lena, has anybody seen her? Cute as she can be. She got a cute bald head that's hard as lead. She's all right with me. Hoy, 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 bald head Lena. Has anybody seen her? Cute as she can be. She can't wear no wig, cause her head's too big. She's all right with me. She's all right with me. She's all right with me. She's all right with me.
Christine. I can't call you Chris, right?
That's right, even though I do have a brother named Chris also. But
you do?
Yeah, he was born on Columbus Day, and he was the eighth of nine kids in my family, and they kind of ran out of names. So there's two Chrises.
Two Chrises, okay. Does anyone out there not know who Christine Lavin is? I've certainly been playing her recorded material. Cold Pizza for Breakfast, Amoeba Hop, Bald Headed Men, thousands of others.
All my hits.
Yes, you've made quite a name for yourself, so
thanks.
You're out there.
You know, I'm really thrilled to be able to do this for a living. I was working day jobs. In fact, my last day job, I was at Bellevue Hospital for 2 years as a secretary.
Mm.
And so I'm thrilled that this is how I get to make my living writing songs and performing for people.
Amen. You know, I do the same thing. I'm always thankful. I go, look at this. I've dug dishes.
Well, it's great
wonderful.
Because when you've had all those job experiences, you're not a snob thinking, wow, I am an artiste up here.
Yeah.
You know, you've really, I think that we kind of emerge from the general population as, I think we're privileged to be almost spokespeople in a way for, that's what, I think the greatest compliment I get is when people tell me that my songs remind them of things that they've thought or things they've felt but haven't quite put into words yet.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that's my job to do that for people.
Beautifully put. I know for me, as a children's performer very often, I think one of the greatest things I can give to kids is a role model saying, hey, look, you know, look what you can be. You can be a nut when you grow up. It's okay. You can just be a goofball, you know, and get away with it.
As long as you pay your taxes.
That's right. Well, of course. Children, pay your taxes. Why don't you introduce this this song that you were talking about?
What I do is I write songs about things that really happen. I don't think I have one song that I've made up completely out of my head. Sometimes I use my imagination, but they all come from true experiences. And this is called Waiting for the B Train. This happened to me, I swear on a stack of Bibles, this happened to me underground, waiting for the B Train at 72nd Street and Central Park West. This is a true, true story.
Hi, I dropped a token into the slot, pushed through the turnstile. There was a woman at the end of the platform, waving her arms around kind of wild. "Come here," she wailed, "there's a puppy on the rails. I think it has been hurt." I raced down to where she was pointing, to see a ball of fur covered with dirt. "It must be dead," I said to her, as I turned to leave.
"No, it's alive," she cried, "just before you got here. I swear, I saw it breathe.
And I'll watch for the trains. If you'll jump down, pick him up and hand him to me. If we take him to the vet, if we save his life, think how wonderful that will be." I looked down through the tunnel. There was no train in sight. I looked at the furry thing lying there, a truly pitiful sight. "Look," I said, "I'm not sure that's a puppy. It could be a lice-infested, long-haired rat. And it's gotta be dead, so I'm not jumping down." And I figured that that was that. But by now, more people arrived on the platform, and she said, "Help, there's a puppy on the tracks." They looked for a moment, then, like true New Yorkers, collectively turned their backs. But she said, "Somebody's gotta do something," as they slowly turned around again. She said, "Someone must have the courage to save him. It's a puppy, it's man's best friend." "Trains come through here every few minutes," said a man wearing Madras pants. "And it's way too dangerous. Why, you'd have to be crazy to take such a foolish chance." But the woman was insistent. "In the time we've been debating," she said, "one of you could have jumped down. Handed him to me. By now, that puppy could be at the animal shelter cross town." We felt bad, but no one would do it. Then a transit cab appeared down at the other end of the platform, and we all yelled, "Hey, you, come here!" He ran to us. I pointed at the tracks. I said, "See that thing? Furry? Not too big? What do you think it is?" He looked and he said, "What? You mean that wig?" We stepped back. A rush of embarrassment swept right through the crowd, accented by the blast of a train whistle approaching and growing so loud. The B train flattened that furry thing. We got on board, went on our way, so grateful that we did not risk our lives to save the life of a wig that day. So if you see something weird on the train tracks, take a tip from me. Don't let anybody talk you into saving it. It's best to let it be. And if you see a person wearing what looks like a puppy on their head, don't call the police, it's only a wig. And chances are it's already dead.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Excellent.
It actually happened. And besides that crazy woman screaming, three people in the group that eventually formed watching over this furry thing, three people saw the wig breathe.
It says something about people, I guess. I don't know.
It says something about New York, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Very funny. Sort of a sequel, I guess, to your Bald-Headed Men song.
Well.
They're both about wigs.
Well, it's true. I think it could start a whole new fashion of puppy-shaped wigs, sweeping the nation.
Christine Lavin is the one who's doing the songs right here on Knock on Wood. Very wonderful.
Well, thank you. You're a man of great discerning taste. Hi, girls.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hey, you know, I've been thinking, there's some things about men that I really love, but there's some things I don't like at all. Do you think we could discuss this?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right.
I don't like men who exaggerate about the places they've been, about the money they make. I like a man who's honest and true, who can look you in the eye when he talks to you. I like men who accept who they are. Not everybody can look like a movie star. If you can follow this thought to its logical end, you can see why I like bald-headed men.
She said it before, she'll say it again.
I like bald-headed men. Everybody knows it's testosterone that turns a bushy-haired man into a chrome dome. But testosterone is what makes a man a man. The more that he's got, the more that he can do the things that make the women go, "Oi." I'll take a bald-headed man over a big-haired boy. Big-haired boys make very good friends, but they cannot compare to bald-headed men.
She said it before, she'll say it again.
I like bald-headed men. Why would you waste your money joining that hair club for guys? You cover your manly badge of honor with such a bad disguise.
Guys, 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 guys.
Why
would you blow your money on Rogaine and minoxidil when all they can guarantee are years and years of pharmacy bills?
Please don't do it.
Yes, we believe the hair replacement industry for men is like the cosmetic industry for women, a giant black hole that will just suck your money away for the rest of your lives.
Please don't do it.
No matter how you fight it, time marches on. Some new things appear, some old things are gone. Let them go, it's a natural thing. Like a leaf off a tree, like a bird on a wing. Try looking in your mirror from a whole different place. You're not losing hair, you're gaining face. Be confident, be cool, it won't be long when you are proud to be one of the bald-headed men.
She said it before, she'll say it again.
I love bald-headed men. John Malkovich.
Love him.
The guy on Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Love him.
Michael Jordan.
Love him.
Tom Paxton.
Love him.
Ellen Brady.
Love him.
Burt Reynolds.
Love him.
Yul Brynner.
Loved him.
Telly Savalas.
Who loves you, baby?
What a treat, huh? That's, of course, Christine Lavin doing her bald-headed men song. After interviewing her, I thought it would be really appropriate to play that. There's a song about a toupee and a song about bald-headed men, and you guessed our theme for today. That's what we're doing. We started off with bald-headed Lena, Lovin' Spoonful. Harry's here now.
Right, Steve, we're gonna sing a song together that you wrote, right?
Yeah, it's called Willie's Wig.
Right, sort of fits right in with the theme of the program, doesn't it?
Right, after that we're gonna listen to Bob Newhart.
Now Willie's as bald as a melon, and for years Willie liked it that way. But one day for a change, he thought he'd arrange a deal on a wild toupee. Oh, when Willie went walking with his wacky wig, the women went woo 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 woo. We all wonder how Willie can wear one so big. What a wild and woolly hairdo. It was a green mop with a bird's nest on top and a fruit basket stuck to the side.
Tweet, tweet.
It had trinkets and charms and clocks with alarms that went off when the wig was cockeyed. There's a little bright light.
Aww.
That comes on every night, and a horn from an old Pontiac. Beep, beep, there are streamers, confetti, and bright blue spaghetti, and a little mouse lives in the back. Squeak, squeak,
when Willie went walking with his wacky wig, the women went woo, 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 woo. We all wonder how Willie can wear one so big. What a wild and woolly hairdo.
It's hard to miss Willie when Willie walks through the mall, 'cause Willie is silly with his wig that's 11 feet tall. If he needs the car fare, he can find it up there, along with an African bug. Though he doesn't have hair, Willie just doesn't care, as long as he's wearing his rug. One more time!
When Willie went walking with his wacky wig, the women went woo, 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 woo. We all wonder how Willie can wear one so big. What a wild and woolly, what a wild and silly. It's a real Piccadilly hairdo.
I guess anyone who has ever combed their hair, any man who's ever combed his hair, and has noticed one little hair on the comb, has thought to himself, I'm going to lose all my hair. See, I'm going to be bald the rest of my life. And should I buy a toupe? Any man has often, in secrecy, has said this to himself. Should I buy a toupe? Now, very often, he makes the decision, or sometimes the decision is made for him by his wife. This is the complaint department of a large department store. I am. Do you have a private room of some kind? I'd like to discuss returning a Christmas gift. No, it's not underwear or anything like that. See, my wife bought me a toupee, and I'd like to return it. It's under the hat, yeah. I don't know what model it is. No, it's the crew cut with the widow's peak. Yeah. Mr. Wonderful, is that, well, whatever you call it. Anyway, I'd like to return it. See, and, I'll show it to you in just a minute. There's some people coming. Just and don't stare at me. Just look around. Just wait till they go by. Let's see. Are they by now? See, there it is. And the problem is, I notice people pass me on the street and they start laughing. You know, after they've gone by, and it makes me look years younger. I know, but they still laugh. See, and we went to this party. See, around Christmas time, and I bent down to put some cheese dip on a cracker. And it fell, you know, the toupee fell into the cheese dip, you know, and everybody stopped having cheese dip. And the hostess, you know, she started crying and everything. And it was, so we spent a couple hours trying to fish it out of the cheese dip. And I took it home, and I put it in the washer dryer, you know. We have that's another problem. We have one of those windows, you know, and the kids like to sit and watch it, you know. And now they're mad at me because I'm returning it. See, now I don't want the full exchange. I like to get a real cheap one, you know, just to put in the washer for the kids. Well, no, see, I didn't know my wife was getting it for me. Looking back, you know, one morning she came in with a piece of paper and she had me put my head on it and she traced it. She'd never tell me why she did it, you know. So, well, see, the main complaint is it doesn't do, you know, what you say it's going to do. See, I understand it makes me look years younger, yeah, but see... Yeah, I know it stays on a hurricane. See, but see, we're from Iowa, and we really don't get that many hurricanes, you know. See, mainly I want it to stay on when I go down for the cheese dip, you know. The price tag. You'd have to have the price tag before you could. Give me a return. Can I use your phone a minute? Yeah. You want to take care of these other people?
Hi?
Yeah, listen, you want to call the Hennessy's? Ask them to look in the bottom of the dish, see if there's a price tag in there.
Christine Lavin has left. I'm going to play a cut from my CD, The Best of Knock on Wood, Volume 3. Harry's acting silly.
Harry, take those breadsticks out of your nose.
Why?
Because it's silly. That's why.
But I like being silly.
Well, I don't think you're being a good role model for the children listening. You should teach them to be polite and well-behaved. Being silly is just, well, silly.
All right, I'll take them out of my nose. There, are you happy?
Yes.
Hey, stop that! I didn't tell you to take them out of your nose so you could put them in your ears. I thought you'd like my new earrings.
Stop being silly. It's not right. It's not proper.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. How could you eat that breadstick after having it in your ear?
I'm not eating that end. You got a piece of paper?
Sure. Here you go.
Thanks. I just want to write myself a note not to be silly anymore.
Thank you. Wait a second. You're using the breadstick for a pencil.
Whoops. Sorry.
You know it's just not right. Why can't you act grown up?
You're right. Let me borrow your pen.
There you go.
Okay. And give me your pencil, too.
All right. There.
And hand over your rattle.
Uh-huh. There you go.
And your little mouse toy. Thank you. And give me that whirrer. And also the popper.
Will you stop it? So you're acting silly.
Steve, you think I like being this way? You think I don't want to be more serious? You think I like peeling bananas and then mushing them into my face? Not on your life. For instance, I would love to discuss our relationship in a serious and thought-provoking way. The complex and neurotic need that you have to create this other character. Me! Which is clearly an aspect of yourself that flaunts societal norms and is a manifestation of your inner child. These issues should be addressed. But alas, you never gave me those attributes. My one defining character is to be silly! So, when I see this piece of paper here, do I see it as a blank slate to record my deepest ruminations for posterity? No! I see it as ammunition for spitballs!
Hey, oh, man, you almost got me!
It's not my fault, Steve. It's you! You who's done this to me! You've created a monster! Only sillier!
Hey, give me that paper. I know that you can control yourself if you had a mind to. Now, why don't you just sit there and don't move? Try not to be silly for a minute.
But I love being silly. I was just being silly before when I said I didn't like being silly. I thrive on silliness. It's my sustenance, my life work, my path, my raison d'etre.
What do raisins have to do with silliness?
Oh, you can do lots of silly things with raisins. Put a bunch in your mouth, chew for a while, then open up and show everyone. Or, if you run out of spitballs, you can use raisins. You can buy a ton of them, dump them off of your school's roof, and watch the fun at recess. But then again, why limit yourself to raisins? You can be silly with anything.
Anything? How about this tape cassette?
Oh, let me see that tape cassette. I'll take the tape out. Look, Steve, the tape cover is opening and closing. It's opening and closing. Oh, my nose! My nose got caught in the cover!
Will you stop being silly?
I love being silly. Oh, I love being silly personified. I have silly blood. Even my germs are silly. If you examine them under a microscope, you'll see they wear clown shoes and stare at you cross-eyed. I love doing this. I also love doing this. I love trying to stand on my head, Steve, and then falling over. See? I just love making funny noises. Boing! Boing! Hunger, hunger, hunger! Silly is my life. Silly is my wife.
Will you stop acting silly for once in your life?
But I'm not alive.
You know what I mean.
Wait a second. If I'm not alive, you know what that means? I can risk my life being silly. I can dress up in a tutu and do pirouettes on the tippy top of the Empire State Building. I can stand out in the middle of the New York State Thruway dressed in a diaper and a moose hat and pretend to direct traffic. I can put on flippers and a suit made of ping pong balls, go into the bank with a squirt gun, and yell, "Cowabunga!"
Look, will you just sit there and try not to be silly for a minute?
All right. I'll just sit here and not say anything.
Good. And stop playing with your hands. And stop making funny faces.
Does crossing my eyes and sticking out my tongue count as a funny face?
Stop talking. You're just being silly.
Sorry. 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 Sorry, 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 sorry.
Oh, man, I am just asking for 1 minute.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
Don't start with that again. Just be quiet.
Quiet. Quiet.
Quiet. What am I going to do with you? Kiss me, you fool!
Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig.
Okay, everybody now.
Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Body fine, good buddy. What's back the big rig on up now?
18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, wheels on the big rig.
Okay, now let's count just the even number wheels.
Oh, there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 wheels on the big rig. And they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Okay, let's go to the other side of the truck now and count just the odd number wheels.
Oh, there's 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15, 17 wheels on the big rig.
Sounds like you might have a flat. I don't know.
Okay, since you're so smart, why don't you try doing it in Roman numerals?
Okay, I will. Oh, there's I
wheels on the big rig, and they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Top that, will ya?
I will now attempt to divide the wheels of a big rig by pi. Oh, there's 3.14314257911 million wheels on the big rig, and they're rolling, 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 rolling.
Summer night, but you can never quite recall.
Yeah, now let me see.
And you see Laura on the train that is passing through.
Brown the shelter,
those eyes, how familiar they seem.